yesterday, Art Lewis.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
On your radio show, for all the important discussions that you have, we were intrigued when a caller called in asking something about a little Detroit Tigers history.
Mm-hmm. A little Kurt Gibson history.
Yes. And now, you remember how the question was phased? Was phrased?
I think the caller said something about Kurt Gibson had done an over-the-wall and inside-the-park home run in the same game. Did anyone else ever do that?
Right.
I remember right. I think.
I think that's what it was.
That's right.
Pat Johnston, you were helping because you were helping to produce our show at that time, and right. You did some research.
Yeah, I did a little research, and, well, first of all, I was able to find the home run that, I think it was Paul, right? Was that who called?
I believe so.
I think, yeah, it was Paul from Saginaw. And he said that, yeah, Kurt Gibson, first player, that he hit the ball over the roof in right field. And out of the park, actually, right? Yeah, went out of the park, and then he later hit an inside-the-park home run.
He got one thing right.
He did hit it over the park, over the wall, in Boston.
This is Tiger Stadium.
Was it Tiger Stadium, not Boston?
Well, hold on. Listen to this.
Further research here, as evidenced, first of all, by this.
One out, base is empty. The 2-1 pitch to Gibson. There's a belt to left. That's gone. Let's watch it. Where is it? Is it out of the park? Yes. It's out of Tiger Stadium. Kurt Gibson has done it. He got it over the roof in right field, over the third deck, out of this ballpark. Let's listen to the crowd.
Yes, Paul Carey. And Ernie Harwell, who used to be able to say, let's just listen to the crowd and shut up and not fill all that time.
Yeah.
Great call by Paul Carey.
And you notice, of course, that was Ernie and Paul. And when it was Paul's turn to announce, Paul announced. Ernie didn't say anything.
That's right.
Saying. Current announcement. So, yeah, that was over the park. This was against Boston.
Right.
And it was against Boston.
It was against Boston.
Ah, okay.
And I believe that home run broke up a no-hitter at the time.
Yeah, I think it was. Mike Brown was pitching.
Yes.
Wow. Okay.
So there's the first part.
Now, we thought from research yesterday that another time later in the same season of 1983 that Kurt Gibson did hit an inside-the-park home run.
Yes. And against the Toronto Blue Jays in Toronto.
So our information for you was that...
Not in the same game.
Not in the
same,
yeah.
However, Charlie then did further research.
Oh, my goodness.
In that very same game...
That we just played.
And why we don't have audio of this, I don't know.
No, you can't find it on YouTube or anywhere.
Apparently, with Lou Whitaker on first base, Gibson got up and hit a drive out into center field, which... Now, what was the story? Went off the glove of Boston's Tony Armas?
Yes, that's right, yes.
And Gibson started to circle the bases.
So did Lou.
And Gibson runs faster than Lou.
Uh-oh.
And at home plate, Lou Whitaker ended up getting tagged out. Gibson was right behind him, unexpectedly. Ran into the umpire. The umpire bumped into the Boston Red Sox catcher, Rich Gedman. The ball got loose, and Gibson... scored an inside the park home run in the same game as it won heat over the roof.
However,
now, I have a question.
Yeah.
Because it bounced off a glove. Was it an error?
No. But hold on. There's more to it. Charlie's going to tell you.
Well, actually, what happened was they did score an error, and they gave Gibson the run. He did circle the bases, but it turned out to be an error.
Yeah.
And so it did not go in the books as an inside the park home run.
Ah.
But he
did, bases.
But he did do it in the same game.
Yeah, he did do it in the same game.
Paul was pretty good on that. I don't remember that at all.
One of the commenters on that home run that we played for you on YouTube, because you can find it on YouTube, MLB.com has posted it. Somebody said that they were at the game, and they recall the umpire got hit so hard by Gibby that he got carried off the field. The umpire.
The
umpire.
Yeah. Well, and you could do that because if you're in the baseline, you're going to get hit.
Right.
That's the way it is. You know, it's
Tigers
umpire or not.
Tigers ended up losing that game, by the way.
Yeah. But now you think about, it's like, why? Where was all the coverage? 1983. I mean, ESPN was there, but not to the extent it was it is now. I mean,
SGW was there.
Well, true. the home run over the out of the stadium got more coverage than that later incident. But
right.
How cool is that from Paul in your call that it was...
Well, I'm glad he was right then.
Yeah, he was close.
Yeah, Paul was right.
He had a good... That's just good.
However, he asked if anybody else had ever done it, and I doubt that.
Yeah, not that I'm aware of.
No.
I didn't do that research. I only care about Kirk Gibson.
Maybe we can contact the Tigers broadcasting people, and maybe they can find that clip somewhere.
But,
great to hear, because Ernie would have had that call.
He would have had it, because it
was later in the game.
That would have been later in the game, sure, because Paul did the middle three.
Yep.
Yeah, and they're not doing anything else with the Tigers right now, so they got time.
Right.
Yeah, there you go. Right. Call Jim Price. He's got nothing to do.
It's 849 on WSW. Hey, on that note, really quick, and this is kind of fun. This just came up. I saw this the other day, and this is a good time even to mention it. A baseball analyst talking about the hiring of A.J. Hinch as the Tigers' new manager.
Yeah.
Has this quick analysis when A.J. was hired. Combine the arrival of one of Major League Baseball's most successful managers in A.J. Hinch with some of the game's most exciting young talent, the Tigers are on the verge of a huge turnaround.
Yeah.
All right.
We like that. We like that.